Halacha Aleph. Ketzad Seder Hashkoas HaSoita. What is the procedure for causing the soita to drink the water? Habol Baal Beisdin Shebeiroi. The husband comes to the Besdin, to the court that's in his local town. Ve'oimer Lohem. He says to them, Ishti Zu Kinesi Lo. This is my wife. I admonished her in ploini. I admonished her not to seclude herself with this and this man, v'nistera imoi, and she did seclude herself with him, v'eluheim edai, and these are the witnesses. And he brings the witnesses before whom he admonished her, and the witnesses who saw her seclude herself with the man, v'harehi oimeres shehita hoira, and she claims, the husband continues saying, she claims that she is innocent, she did not commit adultery with the man, and I wish to cause her to drink the water, to investigate the matter. That is, he is not ready to divorce her, he wants to continue living with her, and he's forbidden to do so until the matter has been investigated by the water. Bezdin then hears the testimony of the witnesses, and they appoint two Talmidei Chachomim to watch over him, to warn him, to be with him constantly, and warn him not to have intercourse with her before she drinks the water. Because since, as we have learned in the last chapters, it's forbidden for them to live together until after she drinks the water. And since, as we learned in the last chapter, in Halacha Ches, chapter 2 Halacha Ches, that the water will be effective here only if the husband is innocent from any sin, Sharei Nesra Lo Avacha Tishta, and she becomes forbidden to the husband until she drinks, and the water will be ineffective if he transgresses this sin. Therefore, the two Talmidei Chachamim have to guard him and constantly warn him to remain apart from her. And they send him to Yerushalayim together with the two Talmidei Chachamim and together with the wife. Shein mashkim es hasoita ela bebezdin hagodol shal shivim zekeinim bamigdash. Because the water is given to the sota to drink only in front of the great Sanhedrin, the great Bezdin of 71 judges, which sat next to the Beis Hamigdash. The local Sanhedrin, the local courts, could not judge this matter. Halocha Beis, higiu l'Yerushalayim, when they reach Yerushalayim, Bezdin Hagodol Moshivin Oisa Beinehim, the great Sanhedrin, the great Bezdin, sits her down in, among them, Uma'aymin Aleho, and they threaten her. They threaten her with the great frightful things that will happen to her if she drinks the water after having committed adultery. And they warn her that if she has committed adultery, she has to confess. Ma'aymin aleha, they threaten her, shaloi bifnei baila, not in the presence of her husband. Some explain this requirement that in the presence of her husband, she will become stubborn. Since she hasn't confessed till now, she will continue to be stubborn and will not confess. And some say that in the presence of her husband, she will be embarrassed to confess. Mafchide moisa pachad gadol, they frighten her with a great fright, sheloi tishta, warning her that she should not drink the water. V'oimrim lo, and they explain to her, biti, my daughter, harbe yayin oisa, adultery is not necessarily, if you admit to having committed adultery, it does not necessarily mean that you admit to being a thoroughly wicked person, harbe hayayin oisa. Drinking too much wine may be the cause. Harbe schoik oisa, too much foolishness, too much joking can be the cause. Harbe yaldos oisa, immaturity could be the cause. Many evil neighbors could have been the cause here. Al tigrimi l'shem hagodol shenichtav b'kedusha sheimocha al hamayim. Now you do not be the cause of erasing God's great name, which is written with great holiness. Do not be the cause of having this erased on the water. Vayimrim lan, they continue saying to her, Biti, my daughter, harbe kedomuch. Many people have preceded you with this ordeal. They had committed adultery and did not confess, vinishtafu, when they were flooded away from the world. That is, they were punished by the water and died from the water. Vanoshim gedoilim v'yikorim, there were many great people, great and precious people, many people of great importance. Tokaf Yitzra aleihem, their evil inclination was too strong to them, for them. V'nichsholu, and they succumbed to it and committed a sin. And nevertheless, they confessed. Umagidim la masa Yehuda v'tamar kalosoi. They relate to her the story of Yehuda and his daughter-in-law Tamar. The story in Chumash Bereishis in Sedra Vayeshev. And we find that Yehuda in the end confessed, Tzadka, that she was the righteous one, Mimeni, and that it was from he himself that she was pregnant, and nothing evil happened to Yehuda, and in fact they gave birth to two great sons, from whom eventually David HaMelech was the descendant. Umasei Reuven bepilegish Aviv al Pshatoi, and they tell him the story of Reuven and Bilhah, the wife of Yankiv, al Pshatoi. They tell it to him without the explanation given by the Medrash and brought down by Rashi. They tell it to him the way it's actually written in the Chumash. They tell her that Reuven actually had intercourse with his father's concubine, with Bilhah. And we find that Reuven confessed to his sin, and therefore he was numbered among the tzaddikim, among the 12 tribes who were all tzaddikim. Umasei Amnon v'achoisoi, and they tell him the story of Amnon and his sister, which is brought in Shmuel Beis. Amnon was a son of David, and he had a stepsister named Tamar, and Amnon raped his stepsister Tamar, and we do not find that Amnon confessed, and in the end, he was killed because of this sin. All of this is done to make it easier for her to confess. And if after all of this, she states, Hain, and it may see, it's true, I did commit adultery, or she insists that she did not commit adultery, but she nevertheless is afraid to drink the water and refuses to drink it. Yoitza, she is divorced, but like ksuva without her ksuva, v'hoileches lo, and she is free to go. Halacha gimel amda b'dibura shehita hoira, if she maintains her statement that she is innocent, mevi'in oiso l'shar mizrochi shel azara, she is brought to the easternmost gate of the Azara, Shehu Keneged Kodesh HaKadoshim. And this gate, the Azara, is the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, and the easternmost gate faces the next gate, which is opened gate by gate. It's open, and there is a view from that gate of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, of the innermost holy chamber of the Beis HaMikdash. Umaylin Oysa Mimokim Lemokim, and she's paraded around from place to place. Mylin actually means she's taken up from place to place, because the Beis HaMikdash, as we learn in Hilchas Beis HaBchira, is not on a level place, but there are stairs, and it goes up and down. And so she's taken up and down from place to place. Umakifin bon, she's paraded around and around, kedei liyago, in order to exhaust her, Achatikzer Nafsho, until she will become exhausted and disgusted with this whole procedure, Ulai Toida, and perhaps she will confess because she does not wish to continue with this procedure. Halacha Dalid, Im Omda Bedibura, if she still maintains her statement that she's innocent, Mevi Moisa Keneged Shar HaMizrach Mibachutz, they bring her again in front of the easternmost gate, Mibachutz, outside of the Azara, Umamide Moisa Shom, and they stand her up at that place. Hoisa Miskasa Bilavonim, if she usually wore white clothes, Miskasa Bishchoyrim, they dress her in dark clothes. All of this is in order to make her look unappealing, so to lend a greater solemnity and a greater seriousness to the procedure, and to indicate to her how great a sin she is going through. V'imhoyu hashchoyrim noyim la, and if dark clothes looked better on her, miskasa bibgodim shein la behem noyishi, that they dress her in whatever clothes do not make her look good. U'mesirim kolchali kesev v'zov shalau, all rings of silver and gold are removed from her. Halacha hei, u'mekabtzim olea kibbutz godol shal noshim, they gather together a great gathering of women in front of her. Shekol anoshim hanimtzoy sham chayovis l'roisa, all the women who are present are required to come and see this. Shenemar, as a pasuk says in Yecheskel, v'nivasu kol anoshim, all the women shall be warned, v'loisasena kizimaschena, and they will not commit adultery like she did. V'chol ish sheyachpoitz lovei l'roisa yovei v'yireh, and any man who wishes to come and see her, the men are not required to do so, but any man who wishes to may also come and watch. She stands there among them without any cloak wrapped around her, without a kerchief on her, only with her regular clothes, and a small cap on her head, like a woman who is in her home, not dressed up to go out. Halacha vavein meinichin sham loy avadeha v'loy shifchoseo, they do not permit her male or female servants to be there, mipnei shahim akeres oisam, because she's familiar with them, v'daitam is yasheves bohem, and she becomes more relaxed in their presence, and the whole purpose of this ceremony is to put great tension on her in order to cause her to confess. Halacha zayin, v'achakach mashbia hakoyin, and then the Kohen administers the oath to her, b'loshen shehi makeres, in whatever language she understands, u'moidia bilshoina, he informs her all of this in her own language. Shaloi goram lo elokinu yustira, the cause of all of this is her willful act of being secluded after her husband admonished her, shakinei lo baila, her husband admonished her, v'nistara, and she disobeyed and caused herself to be hidden. V'aymela b'loshin shemakeres, he tells her in a language that she understands, the oath, im lo shochav ish oisach, if no man had intercourse with you, v'im lo sotis, and if you did not commit any wayward act, tuma, any wayward act of adultery, tachas ishech, while under your husband, hinoki, you shall be found innocent, mimei hamorim hama'orerim ha'ela, from these bitter and cursed waters. Ve'at ki sotis, but if you did commit a wayward act, sotis tuma, a wayward act of adultery, tachas ishech, while under your husband, v'chinit meis, and you have become unclean by committing adultery, v'yitein ishboch eshchovtoi, and a man had intercourse with you, mibaladei ishech, other than your husband, yitein Hashem oisach li'olo v'leshvua b'soich amech, then may God make you a curse word and an oath among your people, that is, one who wants to curse someone else will say, may it happen to you like it happens to her. Besays, what will be the punishment? Besays Hashem as yereichech noifeles, when God will cause your thighs to your thighs or your hips actually to collapse, v'as bitneich tzava, and your belly to explode, uvo hamayim hamarim ha'ela b'meyayich, and these accursed waters will come into your stomach, latz bois beten, and they will cause the belly to explode, velan pil yorech, and the pelvis to collapse. Vehi oimeres, and she answers on this oath, amen, amen. Veloshin shemakeres, in a language that she understands, she says, amen, amen, which means, yes, this oath is true, and I accept it. Umaydiya, and she is informed, shehabetan hitilket chila v'hayorech basoif, that when the punishment comes upon her, it is the belly that will be punished first, and then the pelvis. Because since the oath was originally, the language said, as yereichech noifeles v'as bitneich tzavo, first the pelvis and then the belly, because that's the manner in which she committed the sin, and therefore the oath is administered that way. The sin of adultery starts with the pelvis, and then the seed proceeds upwards towards the belly. And therefore the oath was administered that way, but the actual punishment comes backwards, first the belly and then the pelvis, because that's the way the water enters her body. She drinks the water by mouth, and the water enters the belly first and then the pelvis. Kedei shalo lahoitzi laz al hamoyim, in order not to cause people to doubt the effectiveness of this water, because when it actually happens backwards to the way the oath was administered, people will say it's some disease that she died from and it's not the water that did it. Halacha ches, v'yachakach mevi megila shel oyer, then he takes a parchment shel oyer toher made from the skin of a kosher animal, kemoy sefer Torah, all the rules apply to a sefer Torah apply to this. These rules were learned in Hilchas Tefillin, v'koysev aleo beloshin hakodesh, and he writes on it this time not as the oath was administered to her orally in a language that she understands, but he writes it in Lashon HaKodesh, the way it's written in the Torah, Bidyoi She'ein Boi Kan Kantum, and it's written with ink which does not have any vitriol added to it. The ink in which with which the Sefer Torah is written has Kan Kantum, has vitriol added to it to make it permanent. But here it must be written with ink that is not a permanent type, because the pasuk says bechosav, he shall write it, and then it says umochak, and he must erase it. The writing must be made such that it can, that it's subject to being erased. Otherwise, the writing is not kosher here. L'shmo shalisha, it's written having this particular woman in mind, kemoy haget, just as we learned in Hilchas Gerushin that a get has to be written. V'choisev kol advarim sheshbi oisa, he writes all the words of the oath that he administered, Sheshbi Ois Abraham, the words with which he administered an oath, Ois Ba Ois, Mila Ba Mila, letter by letter, word by word. V'choisev es Hashem Kiksovay, and he writes God's name as it's actually written, Yud Kei Vav Kei, V'einoi Koisev Amen Amen. But he does not write the last words of the parasha, in the parasha, that the woman answers Amen Amen. This is not written. Halacha Tes, V'yachakach Mevi Klicheres, and then he brings a earthenware keli, a vessel made of earthenware. This is the cheapest kind of a vessel, and this symbolizes that she and her adulterer drank wine together in fancy vessels, but she is being punished with a cheap kind of vessel. Shalinasa by malocha mi'olam, a vessel that was never used for any other purpose. and not a old vessel, even an unused one, but that's old and has already become swollen with age, or worn out with age, shall also not be used. But an old vessel, if it was put back into the glazing oven until it came out like new, that is kosher. He puts into it water, half a loig. This is approximately 7 ounces of water. Minha kiyor, this water is taken from the kiyor, from the washing vessel from which the kohanim would wash their hands every day. The water was taken from that vessel, and it was measured by chatzi loig shahoya b'migdash hoya moideda. It was measured by the measuring vessel of half a loig that was used for all other measurements of half a loig in the Beis Hamikdash. V'nichnas boi l'heichol, and then he would, this vessel with the half a loig of water in it, he would go into the heichol, into the Beis Hamikdash itself with this vessel, with water. Halacha yud, umakim hayasham, and there was a place there on the floor of the heichol, amma al amma, it was 1 amma square, an amma is approximately 18 inches, limin hanichnos, it was on the right hand side of of one who enters, uboy tavla shel shayis, and this amma square in the floor was covered with a marble tablet, v'tabas kvuaba, and this tablet had a ring affixed to it, and he could grab it by the ring and lift up the tablet. Magbia hatablo, he would lift up the tablet, and under it was the bare earth underneath the heichol. Lokeach ofar mikarka hamishkan, he would take earth out from under the floor of the Beis Hamikdash, v'noisnei al gabei hamayim, he would put this earth onto the water, k'dei she'yiro al pnei hamayim, enough earth that you could see that there was earth on the water, v'noisin l'toicha davar mar, and he would also add to the water a bitter substance, k'goin la'ana, such as lana, which is a very bitter weed, v'chayotzei bo, or some other such bitter substance, shenamar, as the pasuk says, mei hamarim, the bitter water. U'moichak l'toicha ha-megila l'shma, and then he takes the megillah, the parchment that he had written, and erases it, bearing in mind that this is being erased specifically for this woman, v'yimchok yofe yofe, and it must be completely erased, at shelo yishoyer b'megillah roisham hanika klal, until there is no sign left, no residue of the writing left, so that you cannot no longer see at all what was written. Halacha yud aleph, v'yachakoch koyin echot boi leo mikoyhanei azara, and then one of the koyhanim who is serving in the Beis Hamikdash at the time comes to her, v'oicheis bibgadeho, and he grabs her clothes, mikeneget bepaneho, from in front of her, he grabs her garment in front, v'koireya, and he tears them, ad shehu megales liba, until her chest has been uncovered, u'megales se'oro, and he uncovers her hair, v'soiser machlefois roisho, and he takes apart the braids of her head, kedei lenavlo, in order to make her look unattractive. Umevi chevel mitzri, and he brings a very cheap kind of rope, kedei laaskira maisei mitzrayim shasasa, and this symbolizes to her the chevel mitzri, it's a cheap rope, an Egyptian rope, to remind her that she did the acts that were customary in Mitzrayim. In Mitzrayim was shtufe zima, all sorts of sexual misconduct was the normal pattern of behavior in Mitzrayim. Bim loy matzu mitzri, and if they couldn't obtain a Egyptian rope, maybe chevel mikol mokim, they could take any kind of rope. The koishrei lemaila midadeho, and it's wound around her above the breasts, kadesh lo yiplu habgodim, so that the clothing which were ripped would stay on, would not fall down. Because if the clothes would fall down, remember she had only one set of garments on her, like a woman at home, and if the torn garments would fall down, she would be naked, because we learned before that the garments were torn. Halacha Yud Beis, V'yachakach mevi isorin kemach se'orim, and afterwards an isorin, this is approximately 3.5 pounds of kemach se'orim, of barley flour is brought, mishel baal, it belongs to the husband. The husband is the one who has to offer this sacrifice. V'noisnei bekvifa mitzris, and this is put in a cheap Egyptian bowl. V'hachevel v'hakvifa boy mishyorei halishka. Although the barley flour has to be brought by the husband, but the rope and the rope with which her garments are tied and the kvifa, the bowl or the basket, are brought by from the money that belongs to the Beis Hamikdash, as we learned in Hilchos Shkolim, that after they would remove the Shkolim, the silver coins from the Lishka, from the place where the coins were stored, they would remove the amount that was used for buying the Karbonis, and then what was left, the Shirei HaLishka, what was left in the Lishka, in the place where the coins were stored, was used for all other needs of the Beis HaMikdash. So the rope and the basket were brought from, were bought from that money. V'noisnei liyodeha, and this is all put onto her hands, kedei liyago, in order to exhaust her. She's made to stand there holding this. This basket with the flour in it. Halacha Yud Gimel, v'yachakach lekeach amincha min hakvifa, and then the kohen takes the flour offering out from the basket, v'noisna l'kli shardis, and it's put into a holy vessel, v'einei noisin ala shemen v'loy levoino, and he does not put on it oil or levoina. Levoina is the incense which was usually brought with a flour offering. Most flour offerings had olive oil poured on them and incense offered with them. But this particular carbon, the Torah specifies, it's to be brought without oil and without incense, because since it's being brought for a sin that has been committed, it should not be beautified, the imnosan, and if he did put oil or incense on it, loike al hashemen b'fnei atzma v'al halavoina b'fnei atzma, he has transgressed two sins. He receives malchus separately, once for the oil and once for the levoina, for the incense. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, shall not twice. Lo yitzayk aleha shemen, he shall not pour oil on it, and then again, v'lo yitzayk alav levoina, and he shall not, lo yitain alav levoina, he shall not put incense on it. So he shall not is written twice, and if he puts them both, he has transgressed two negative commandments. Halacha Yud Dalid. And during this time, when he's uncovering her head and he's putting the isarin, the measure of flour, onto her hands, the water in the vessel is being held by the kohen. V'yare oiso es hamayim, and he shows the water to her. Shenemar uviyad hakoyin yiyu mei hamorim hamorim, in the hands of the koyin shall be the bitter, cursed water. Halacha tezvo v'yachakach mashke oiso, and then he causes her to drink it. V'yachash etishte, and after she drinks the water, loikeach kli shoris sheboy hamincha, he takes the holy vessel that has the flour offering in it, v'noisnei al yodeho, and he puts it back into her hands. V'choyin meiniach yodei tachteha, and a kohen then puts his hand under her hand, which is holding, under her hands, which are holding the flower offering, o meinifa, and this is lifted up b'mizrach, in the eastern portion of the courtyard, kishar kol atnufas, like all other offerings that require lifting up. That is moilich o meivi, milo o meirid. It's waved like we wave the lulav to all four corners, and milo o meirid, he lifts it up and down, just like we do with the lulav. V'yachakach magish hamincha, and thereafter, just as with every other flower offering, magish hamincha, he carries the flower offering over lekeren droimis marovis shel mizbeach to the southwestern corner of the mizbeach, kishar menacha shel yochid, like every other karben mincha that's brought by an individual, like every other flower offering, as we will learn in Hilchas Maasei HaKorbanos VeKoymeitz. And the handful of flour is removed from it, like every other offering, or maktir ha-koimetz, and the handful that was removed is burned on the mizbeach, v'ashar nechol lakehanim, and the rest of the flour, then, like all other individual flour offerings, the rest can be eaten by the kehanim. Halochet hezvav, im tehoirehi, if she is innocent, yoytzeis v'hoileches lo, she is free to go, v'harehi muteres labayla, and she's permitted to live with her husband. V'im temeyohi, and if she is guilty, if she has committed adultery, miyad, immediately after the mincha is sacrificed, miyad poineha meirikois, her face turns green, veineha boltois, her eyes bulge out, v'him ismales gidin, and all her veins begin to swell up, v'heim oimrim, and people holler, hoitziyuha, hoitziyuha, take her out immediately, kedei shelo tifreis nida, because on account of the sickness, they are afraid that she will begin to have a menstrual bleeding. V'hanideis mitamei says es noshim, and a nida is tamei, is not permitted to be even in the women's courtyard. So they immediately carry her or remove her from the Ezras Noshim, from the women's court where she's standing, ubit notzava batchila, and as we learned in the previous halacha, that first her belly explodes, v'yachakach tipol yirecha, and then her pelvis collapses, v'tomos, and she dies. Halacha yud zayin, v'oysa shor she'tomos he, and at the same time that she dies, yomos hanoyev, the man who committed adultery with her also dies. Shehishko al yodei, the man for whom, because of whom, she was caused to drink. B'chol makim shehu, wherever he happens to be, he dies. V'yeru lo ma'oiroi sha'iru lo, and the same things that happened to her, that is the belly exploding and the pelvis collapsing, also happens to him. Latz b'izbeten, to explode the belly, v'lan pil yorech, and to collapse the pelvis. But all this happens only if the husband is also innocent from all sexual crimes. That is, the husband never had intercourse in his life with a woman to whom he was forbidden. But if he ever had forbidden intercourse, then the water will not be effective against his wife, as we said in the previous chapter, Halacha Perek Beis, Halacha Ches. Halacha Yud Ches, V'yem Ovar V'hishko Es Ishtoi. And if such a man who knows that he is guilty of some sin, nevertheless went ahead and caused his wife to drink it, Harai Zeh Moisif Al Chatosei Pesha, he commits, on top of his original sin, he commits a further willful sin, shagoram l'shem ha'mefuyrish she'imocha b'mayim l'batola, because he causes the God's holy name to be erased on the water unnecessarily, u'moitzi laz al mei soita, and he also causes false tales to be told about the water of the Sota. She'ishto yoimeres la'cheirish ezinsa, because his wife then will go and tell others that she committed adultery, v'leibodku bo hamayim, and the water didn't test her, the water was not effective against her. V'hi loiteda, and she doesn't know, she'maisei habal garmu she'leibodku bo, that it's because of the acts of her husband that the water was ineffective against her. She will go tell people that the water is altogether ineffective. Halacha yutes lafichach. Therefore, misherabu hamenofim begoli bebayisheni. Later on, during the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, when adultery became very prevalent, it became common and it was done openly. Bitluhan Sanhedrin esmei hamorim. The Sanhedrin stopped using the bitter water. The Sanhedrin stopped going through this ceremony. V'samchu al hakosuv b'kabbalah, and they relied for permission to do so. They relied on the pasuk that's written in the Nevi'im in Hosea, loy efkoid al b'noiseichem kises nena v'goimer. I will not punish your daughters when they commit adultery. Since the water was in any case not likely to be effective here, because the husbands were generally adulterers also, so the Sanhedrin stopped using this. Halacha chav, soita sheyesh lo zchus talmud Torah, a soita who has the merits of Torah learning to her, that is, that as the Gemara explains in Brachas, that she takes her children to learn Torah, and she waits for her husband until he comes home from the Beis Hamedrash, and she takes her children to the cheder in the morning, and she takes her children from the cheder. She has the schus of Torah. Afal pisha eina mitzuva al talmud Torah, even though she herself has no mitzvah to learn Torah, but if she has a schus of Torah, hareza tola, then this will delay the punishment for her. Tola lot causes the punishment to delay, to be delayed. Ve'ene meisa l'shaita, she does not die immediately. Ela mimoikes, she becomes slowly sick. V'hoileches, and it proceeds. V'choloyim kveidim boim aleo, great sicknesses come upon her. Ad shetamos, until eventually she does die achashona, oy beis, oy gimel, lefis chusan. This takes a year or two or three, depending on how much chus, how much merit of Torah she had. Vehimesa betzvias beten ubenfila sevarim. But when she does die, the eventual death does come about by explosion, swelling of the stomach, of the belly, and of the pelvis collapsing. Halacha chafal of soita sheshosas. As may hamarim v'loy meisa miyod, a soita who drank the water and did not immediately die, harei muteres labayla, she's permitted to live with her husband, afilu haya koyin, even if her husband was a koyin, v'af al pi shehischilu hacholoyim lovay aleho v'cholu sharei vareho, and even though we see that the sickness did start to come upon her and her other parts of her body became sick, she's still permitted to live with her husband, because possibly this illness comes from something else. Since the belly didn't swell up yet and the pelvis didn't begin to collapse, she remains permitted to her husband. But when the belly began swelling and the pelvis began collapsing, then she becomes forbidden to her husband. Chav beis, soita sheshosos v'hoisa tahoira, if the soita drank the water and she was innocent, harezu mischazekes, then the opposite happens to her. She becomes stronger, healthier, upaneho mazhirais, her face shines, v'imhoya ba, that is, she glows with good health, v'imhoya ba choyli, if she was sick previously, yosa, the sickness goes away, and she is able to become pregnant and have male children. And as we learned in yesterday's a shir im hoya darka leilat bikoshi, if she previously used to give birth with great difficulty, teilat b'meheira, now her childbirth goes through very quickly, hoya darka leilat nikevus, if she used to have females, teilat zcharim, she will have male children. Halochachav gimel, bo eide tuma acha sheshoses, so if witnesses come and say that she had committed adultery after she drank the water and the water didn't affect her, either because the schus of Torah delayed it or because her husband also had committed a sin, then she's divorced without a ksuva, and she remains forbidden to her husband, even though the water didn't have its effect on her, because the water has the effect only when the matter is in doubt, and here we have witnesses to it. Even if none of the things that we mentioned in previous halachas happens to her, because the water will only be effective against a woman who has no witnesses who can say that she committed adultery. Also, Shema, Baila Eine Menuka Meyobin, maybe her husband also committed a sin. Levichach Leibatku Hamayim Esishtoi, therefore the water didn't have an effect on her. Avalim Bo Eid Echad Veheyit Shoyset Meya, but if only one witness comes and says she committed adultery, Eino Asura, she then is not forbidden. V'teshiv tachas baila sharei shosisa. Even though when there's one witness, we say she has to be divorced and she may not drink. But here, since she did drink and was found innocent, the one witness cannot forbid her to her husband. Halacha chav dalet, isha shezinsa boynis oy bishgaga, a woman who committed adultery by force, by rape oy bishgaga, or by some innocent mistake, such as witnesses told her that her husband had died, and later on it turns out that her husband had been alive all along, or the one about whom she had been admonished had intercourse with her, but not through the natural place, but by some unnatural way, ain hamayim boit kimoisa, then the water will not be effective against her. Shanamar, the pasuk says, v'hiloi nitfosa, that she was not caught in committing adultery. Prat la'anusa, this excludes rape. Shaharei nitfosa b'chazoka, because with rape she was caught in adultery. The perpetrator of the rape did catch her with the adultery. She was forced. She sinned against her husband. This excludes someone who had mistakenly committed adultery, such as the one who thought her husband had died. Because she committed a sin against her husband. Here, she did it innocently. V'shachav ish oisa shichva zera. And the pasuk says, in the oath, it says, a man had intercourse with you, an intercourse that causes her to have his seed. Prat lebo alav derech evarim, this excludes someone who had intercourse with her in some unnatural fashion, which is not the usual way that the seed is implanted for childbirth.